The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
Well, I was going to make it really short and sweet, but as I was sitting here listening to Rich's story, it was brought to my mind a remembrance of a story that I had with a book and giving one away, and I haven't thought of this for years, and mine had a really different ending, but I wanted to share it anyway because it is relevant to Step 11. I was actually getting ready to go on my mission, and I was in a singles ward in Colorado, and I got up to bear my testimony on the last testimony meeting before I was leaving, and I was just kind of giving the standard answers. You know, I know the Book of Mormon's true. I know that Jesus Christ lives, and I'm talking, just going along, going through the motions. And as I'm kind of talking, saying, I'm getting ready to go on my mission, yay, I'm so excited, I see a guy come in the back of the room who was wearing jeans and a T-shirt and just sat down on the back row. And I was just getting ready to finish my testimony when I said, I know that Jesus Christ lives. And he stood up and he goes, how do you know? And this is like during the middle of testimony meeting, so I had never processed this scenario in my head, but I said, I just know. And he goes, have you seen him? And I just said, well, no, but I just know. And I held up my little quad scriptures and said, because it says so in here. And he goes, but how do you really know? And I said, I just kind of flustered my way through the experience. And I said, I just know from the scriptures and what I've been taught. And I said, here, why don't you take these scriptures and you'll find it in here if you really try. And I gave him my little quad that had my name embossed on it and everything, you know, that I was going to take on the mission. And he walked up to the front and took my quad, and then he left the chapel. And I kind of was like really flustered and was just like, ah, hurry and sit down, you know. But I don't think, at least not yet, I don't know that this story has turned out with the same kind of ending as Rich's, where this was an inspired moment for him. But I have reflected on what this experience has brought to my own mind over the years, and how do I know? And how do I know that he lives? And at that time, I probably didn't know even a portion, small amount, like I know now, that he lives because of these experiences. But I really like Step 11, and this is, I love the way the church has taken the original AA steps and booked Jesus Christ in them and all of that stuff. But step 11 is the one, I have to say, and I know this bugs Rich to death, but step 11 is the one step I like better in AA than I like in this book. And it's simply because, and I'm sorry, strike me down, and I know that this is inspired and everything, but I really, really like the phrase conscious contact. And how it says that we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. And then it goes on to say, and to know his will and carry it out. And I do think that as we are further along in our recoveries, that we may not need that little phrase. Like, maybe now it's enough for me to say I need to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry out. But when I started and when I was really first beginning, I couldn't even process finding out the Lord's will. I had given up on God pretty much. And I know I had to work through these steps to get to step 11, but I could make a conscious effort to remain in contact with God. And that's all I could do. And so I was really grateful for step 11, both in AA and as well in these steps, because that made it a way for me to make this conscious effort to retain that contact. And it basically says it. It's just a different way of saying it in here, where it says the Holy Ghost will protect us against being deceived, but to realize that wonderful blessing, we must always do the things necessary to retain that spirit. We must never do anything to drive away that spirit. And that's what it is to keep that conscious contact. And knowing the Lord's will doesn't necessarily mean him telling us everything that we need to do. And there's been, I know a lot of people, and I've been this way myself at times, where I feel like I've got to get an answer for everything before I do it. And I don't think that's necessarily what this means. Like, I don't need to pray about whether I need to vacuum first or clean the blinds, you know, but I know people that are like that. But I need to be living my life in a way that when that prompting needs to come, like Rich was talking about, that prompting can come, that personal revelation can come. Live my life in a way that I can receive that special, you know, feeling or witness or prompting. And so this is what I have to work on every day, because I really love suspense novels and I really love movies. And these are two areas where if you're not really careful, you could lose the spirit. I mean, there's a lot of suspense novels out there and movies that have horrible language and things like that. And I just have to go back to, I remember as a missionary again at the MTC, them saying once, would you feel comfortable with Christ sitting next to you in this movie? If not, then get up and leave. And it's as simple as that, and I don't always do that, but that is the standard that I try to live. And the primary sing about it all the time when they say, if the Savior stood beside me, would I do the things I do? And basically, that's what it means to me to be in contact with the Spirit and with the Savior all the time, maintaining righteousness in order to have that Spirit when it's needed. So I don't know if that man in that sacrament meeting ever joined the church. Probably not. I did end up getting my quad back like a month later. The bishop somehow found the man and got my scriptures back. So I don't think he ever read them. But I have a lot stronger testimony now. And if somebody were to ask me that question now, it definitely wouldn't be because I've read the scriptures and that's how I know. But it's because I've lived the atonement. I have felt it in my life, and why the Lord has been so merciful to me, I will never understand, because he really has been and given me chance after chance. And so grateful for his mercy. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Kara.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.